Victor, what do you say?
I say that I agree with you that Happy Birthday song, the one in copyright,
yeah,
it's not that good.
I see.
But it has a charm in that everybody knows it. Like you go to a restaurant and you tell the hostess, you got a birthday, and they'll have a couple of waiters come over and say Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah, but everybody used to know Carry Me Back to Old Virginny. But we needed to get rid of that song for obvious reasons. And I think the same thing here. We can just all know a new one.
Well, it would take an awful lot of money to get something as popular as that song so everybody would know it. I've got a solution, though.
I see.
When I was younger, we used to have the hit parade, and everybody used to know what the current song was. And we all used to, it wasn't as fragmented as it is today.
Yeah.
So you would pick some solo, like Harry James, You Made Me Love You.
You made me love you.
Right.
I didn't want to do it, and all the time you knew it.
All right. So you know that. You're a young fella.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, you take anything you want to say, and you find some song that will be compatible, that has a good melody like that song you were just doing. See, in your case, you try to emulate Harry James.
And the Shondells?
No, Harry James, the trumpet player.
I see.
That's not a lyric, but then you... I'm here to say I'm wishing a happy birthday to Mr. T.D. Mischke. And then you go on from there.
I kind of like that.
Well,
yeah.
It's great if you... let me try it again. I'm not in good voice. I'm here to say I'm wishing a happy birthday to Mr. T.D. Mischke. To Mr. T.D. Mischke. A happy birthday to Mr. T.D. Mischke. To Mr. T.D. Mischke, happy birthday to you.
Speaking of Tommy James and the Shondells, how many octave voice do you have there?
Harry James, if I'm in good voice, I can do it a little better.
Uh-huh.
But you try to do it, you use his inflection. Just
do you
pretend
have a
you're
memory?
Playing the trumpet.
Do you have a memory of a time when you just nailed a song, your voice was as good as it ever was going to be in this life, and you delivered a song in such a way that that song flat out stayed sung?
The reason I don't mind singing a song
that's not my question.
Voice is the fact that one of these times I'll be in good voice.
I see.
And at that time, I think you'll be impressed.
But I want to know if there was a time, though, where you just thought, wow, that's as good as it's ever going to be.
No, because my voice, for instance, is improving. It's just that I can't get any practice.
You mean it's getting better in your 80s than it was in your 50s?
I quit smoking 10 years ago, and my voice is getting more resonance.
Wow. You're like Jack LaLanne. He used to say, at 90, I should be able to tow more rowboats in my teeth with a rope than at 70.
No. I'm quite sure. My voice is improving rapidly now.
Great.
If I can get some practice,
sure.
I'm going to do a whole bunch of
Well, you got nothing but time.
I got something else I need to talk to you about.
I see.
You've been generous, and you've interviewed me, or I've been on your show for at least a half an hour in the last year.
Sure.
And I haven't made one penny.
Nope.
On my music.
None.
From iTunes.
Yep. Nothing.
Now that's impossible.
It really
50,
is.
50,000 watts for a half
an
hour, and I don't make one tune.
Yeah, that's it almost can't be done. You know, anything about it. Any other radio show, any other guy, anywhere else in the country, you'd have made something.
No, well, it's not your fault, I'm sure of that. I'm thinking that maybe there's some
glitch,
mysterious thing going on with
clerical,
iTunes or something.
Clerical error. I think iTunes must be screwed up because, at least Dabba Dabba Abba would have sold. What was that one?
Yeah, well, I just wanted you to mention the fact that it's kind of strange.
Yeah, it is strange. And, again, all you got to do is go to iTunes. I mean, come on, somebody...
No, you can't get to iTunes.
I see. That's the reason, then.
It's
you can't
hard
get
to find
iTunes.
Out their number, and also I'm on a warehouse that feeds them, and I can't get their number.
Oh, boy.
In other words, they don't really want to be contacted by everybody. See, there are millions of people out here that would be calling it.
No, but couldn't someone go to iTunes right now and purchase one of your songs?
Well, you would think so.
Okay, let's see if we can't get one sold, just one. So what I'm going to ask people to do right now is to, isn't it 99 cents, Victor?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Would someone go to iTunes right now and buy one of Victor's songs for 99 cents? And how many songs are at iTunes?
I've got about 9 or so.
And they're under Victor Sluter?
That's the problem, maybe. I just discovered that. I used a pseudonym.
Oopsie daisy.
I used a pseudonym.
Mr. Barky von Schnauzer? What was it? Your name?
Acapella Fella. In other words, I had to indicate that it was just a solo. Hello?
Yeah.
And maybe that is somebody else.
Oh, I don't know. The fact that we've never once said Acapella Fella, that might have something to do with it. Never one time have you bothered to pass this along.
I thought that the warehouse I use would...
Generally, they take care of these things because they're making so much money off you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
What the hell is going on? They're embezzling. They're getting rich off you. They're buying yachts. They're selling so many songs. But you're not getting any of it.
Well, I guess that's possible. I don't know. It's the reason I mentioned
it. Right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it. So... it's under what name, Acapella Fella?
Acapella Fella, Fella. Now, there is a couple of other musical categories for Acapella Fella.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go with Victor Sluter?
Well, at the time, I thought it was an inventive name, you see, and I just didn't check it out thoroughly enough.
Victor Sluter?
Well, I see the way the... when you pull this thing up, it's got the song by Victor Sluter. It's written by me. And then it's got a little thing up there that says Acapella Fella. You might assume that Acapella Fella is doing the thing.
Well, I don't know why you'd assume that. You've only written that Acapella Fella is doing it.
I didn't say by Acapella.
Well, what category is Acapella Fella in? It's in the category you've written composer Victor Sluter and then artist Acapella Fella. Artist is the person doing it.
Well, I didn't write artist. In other words,
no, they have artists.
And check it out.
For God's sakes, you're never going to get rich, Victor.
I hate to confuse the issue here, but Acapella Fella's also not yielding any results in an iTunes search.
So you're not even under Acapella Fella. What's the other weird name you use sometimes?
Well,
what's the weird Louis?
Bob Legato.
Bob Legato. What is your problem with being Victor Sluter? You're never going to make it. Bob Legato.
I don't want to be a singer. I want to sell some music.
Yeah, well, you're doing a fine job of it. All right, we'll see if this doesn't improve things after your appearance tonight. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bob Legato. He also failed to mention that he's under Bob Legato. I think you can see him on YouTube if you want to, folks. Seriously.
Artie Toot.
Oh, he's Artie Toot there?
That's YouTube.
He
Artie
needs
Toot
to find a name and stick with it. You know why Sinatra was big? He was fine with being Sinatra.